The Alaska Raptor Center released four eagles last weekend, three juveniles and an adult. Releasing four at a time is fairly rare. The Raptor Center has been treating eagles for 30 years, and its regular eagle releases often draw spectators. As KCAW's Ed Ronco reports, the moment an eagle flies away is the beginning of a second chance for the bird and the end of a long process for the center's staff and volunteers.
On this Saturday morning, inside the Alaska Raptor Center, veterinarian Victoria Vosberg is using a Dremel tool to give an eagle a pedicure.
So we really sharpen these talons up. We want to give these birds every chance possible in the wild.
All right, it's not really a pedicure. It's an exit physical given to this bird, an adult female named Honor.
They sometimes get dull in captivity, and sometimes we trim them so that they don't injure themselves or the other birds.
Honor is one of four eagles going back into the wild today. Vosberg is working on the birds with a team of staff and volunteers. Honor is a little worked up. Listen, you can hear her breathing. So she's handed off to volunteer Rita White, who sits outside, letting her cool off. White is clutching the bird's 2 feet with her own arms, keeping the eagle's massive wings folded. White started volunteering at the Raptor Center not long after moving to Sitka a few months ago.
My husband is a traveling nurse, and I thought this would be an opportunity of a lifetime. How many places can you go and see eagles this close?
Is this your first time holding an eagle?
I've held its feet before, but up close and personal, the first, yeah.
What's it like?
It's pretty neat.
Getting to work with volunteers is one of the things Vosberg says she likes about her job.
Let's see, I moved here in 93, and I am not even remotely tired of it. I still love working with the eagles. I get excited when we get a new eagle in.
Working at the Raptor Center is only one part of Vosberg's work as a veterinarian. She also treats dogs and cats at Sitka Animal Hospital.
It is very busy, yes.
And even though she's treating animals at both places, Vosberg says the two jobs are very different.
When I'm dealing with dogs and cats, I'm dealing with a loved member of the family. And here I'm dealing with an animal. People do get attachments to them if they've been here for a while. But it is different. It's a wild animal.
And because the Raptor Center is working with wild animals, only two get treated at any one time so that there's plenty of hands and eyes focused on the same thing just to make sure nothing goes wrong. As a second pair of eagles are being worked up in the clinic about 20 minutes later, Rita White is still sitting outside with Honor, who by now has stopped huffing and puffing and is resting her head.
How's it going?
I think my hands are numb.
Despite the numb hands, White never stops smiling, and her smile actually grows a few minutes later when it's finally time to release Honor before a crowd of onlookers.
One, two...
Three! No questions. There we go.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
Look, he's happy!